Hey, Unfiltered Mamas, Coach Corey here. This month, as you know, we are talking about Move Maker March. And this is already episode 54. I'm very, very excited to just ask the Lord for more, Lord, in episode 54. More revelation around what it means to move with our Maker. And God was really highlighting the difference to me of being a move maker versus the move maker. When you think of a move maker, it means you could be one of a multitude, one of multiple, one of even millions, a move maker. However, when we simply shift the article from a into the word the, it becomes the move maker. And when I hear that, that is very representative of authority, the one and only, a position that is exclusive to only one. You probably see where I'm going with this, but we are a move maker that is under the lordship of the move maker. And today, I want to unpack with you three main points. Number one, we move according to the Maker. Number two, chess versus checkers and the difference between those two. And number three, the King and His Kingdom versus the world and our wants. So let's go back up to number one, where we move according to the Maker. God has equipped us to make moves. We are fully equipped to do that. Just like you may go try out for the track team. Now, I fully realize as moms, this is probably not top of mind for most of us, but stick with me here. I was a runner when I was quite a bit younger, and I may go onto the track team and become a runner, just like a move maker. But I am under the authority of the coach, the one and only coach. And I am fully equipped to run laps around that track, to be very competitive. But if I want the competitive advantage, I take some direction from the coach. That is where I go for the instruction. And this is what I believe the Father really wants us to know in our life as a woman of wisdom and wealth. If we are going to be wise, and the fruit of that is being wealthy, not just in finances, but also in our families, also in our faith, our relationship with the Lord, if we are going to take moves that are sustainable and are wise and produce great wealth in our life, we want to surrender to the directive of the move maker. So that's number one. Ask yourself that question. In your motherhood, who are you learning what biblical motherhood looks like? Where are you acquiring the principles that you are emulating and passing on to your children and your children's children? This is an incredibly powerful question to ask ourselves because, number one, if you are submitted to Heavenly Father and you are receiving your instruction for your next move from the move maker, then keep going with that and share that competitive advantage with other people. However, if you're not doing that, then you get to partner with conviction to start doing it today. Time is of the essence, beloved. And especially when you're a mom, it's not just you that your actions are impacting, but it is also directly and powerfully influencing and impacting your children and shaping how they will impact the next generation. So move according to the one and only move maker himself, our Lord and Savior. Number two, God gave me this vision of chess versus checkers. It's more of a visual, I guess you could say. And when I was asking God for a way to illustrate through a word picture what this looks like, this idea of submitting to the move maker and not just being a move maker, he gave me the image of these two games and showed me that in checkers, this would be us operating out of our own strength as a move maker, keeping what we want to do from a worldly perspective front of mind. And when you think of checkers, the goal is to capture and to capitalize, meaning you want to capture the other opponent's starting position so you can capitalize. You can get kinged. The games that I would play, not all of them had the king on one side, so we would stack two checkers on top of each other, and it would make you bigger. It would capitalize the checker piece, if you will. And so you want to capture a position and then capitalize on it so you can dominate the opposing team. Whereas chess, there are still two teams involved, but there is a strategy there. You're not just trying to dominate, but you have a strategy. How do you maximize and make the best use of what you have to work with? How do you steward what you have well and with excellence so that ultimately you come out ahead? And that is precisely what we get to do when we surrender to the move maker himself, Heavenly Father. We partner with that competitive advantage of getting insight, revelation from the head honcho himself, Heavenly Father. And it's very, very important to know that we don't know the whole strategy, but God does. And that's why we want to receive our instruction from him and then walk in that identity. For this illustration, I'm referring to him as the move maker and each of us as being a move maker. But really, it is him as our king and then us as his child, who he invites into a cooperative, collaborative relationship as a co-heir with him. And also, we get to multiply in the world that he gives us as a citizen of his kingdom. So we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And it is really a remarkable thing to know that he trusts us enough to be on this world and to steward it well, and to know that he has a place that is so much better for us, but he also gives us the opportunity to leave lasting impact here and continue to impact and influence even after we've left this physical place through our legacy. And we want a legacy that is representative of his kingdom, which brings me to point number three. But before we do that, let's summarize number one: move according to the move maker. And number two, we want to treat this life as more of a chess game than a checkers game. We are not just here to capture people and capitalize on a certain position, but rather we are here to partner with God so that we have a more clear understanding of the whole strategy. And when I say the whole strategy, I mean the part that God wants us to know so we can contribute in the way he has called us, and trust that he has all the other pieces moving in the way that they need to, and equipping them with the ability to do that. So number three is the king and his kingdom versus the world and our wants. We want to prioritize the king and partnering with his kingdom as co-heirs, instead of just pursuing our wants and what the world would tell us is the way to live our life. You see, our God is a God of order. He created all the things us people would need before he created people. He's a God of order. And when we put our needs before our wants, it's very interesting. Think about that. our needs, what we need, not just what we want. He will fulfill more than we could ever think or imagine. However, when we pursue our worldly wants before our needs, we may get neither of those things. So it amazes me why we ever disobey. And I understand why we do, but it's always very interesting to me how we continue to repeat the same areas of struggle. Because when I look back at my history with the Lord, He's consistent. He never steps outside of providing everything that I need and so many of the wants. And the areas where He hasn't given me something that I wanted, it's because it's not really what I wanted. It's because I was pursuing something that the world told me I wanted, and I partnered with that. So it's important to know that when you pursue Heavenly Father first and you become clear on what your needs are, Jesus, you begin to have a purified heart as you march forward. You are marching in alignment with Him, and thus things are being fulfilled that in a grander way than you could ever think or imagine. So we get to follow the Father and know that He will not lead us astray. I find this fascinating that our children here on earth that God has allowed us to disciple, they will almost follow you blind wherever you go. And we're not perfect. And still they will follow us. Why? Because there is an obedience, there is a loyalty, there is a trust, there is a desire to believe the best from our children to us, even though we're imperfect. And yet, we don't always follow our perfect, consistent Heavenly Father everywhere He's asking us to go. We get to reflect in this conversation and ask ourselves, how am I marching forward? Is it with my Heavenly Father being my first focus so I can partner with Him in the complete strategy of His kingdom and know and trust that He will give me exceedingly more abundant than I could ever think or imagine when I prioritize my need of Him first? Because as we follow the Father, we know He will lead us down the most perfect path with the best possible outcome. So, Mama, I pray for you right now. I pray that as you partner with the Lord this month and every month going forward, that you receive your marching orders from the King, that you accept your position in His army, and you walk out in the authority that is who you are as a co-heir in the kingdom of God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for all that you are, for this revelation, for partnership with you, for your invitation to do life with you. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.